All right. So, as a native Delawarean and someone who has worked in a broad range of medical roles in the state, entering into this new role as the Medical Society's president, what to your mind are some of the most important healthcare issues facing Delawareans today?
So I think that the number one thing in our state is we have to get back to we used to call it the primary care home. I think that we need to start pushing primary care and mental health in our state. I think that access, quality, reimbursement needs to be addressed. I know that Senate Bill 227 has already started that. I think that what it's going to do is by starting to encourage young people to come to the state of Delaware, it'll help our access, and over time will help the quality. I think that's probably our major issue is primary care and mental health. I think mental health has actually been kind of a forgotten thing. Our services, there's very little providers in our state, and even some of the providers, it's hard to have insurance coverage. So a lot of people have to do it out of pocket, and it's very tough. I mean, I know that I take care of two colleges, and we get college athletes that are out of state. And if they have a mental health issue or crisis, it's very difficult to get services. So I think that they're the two major things that we face. One of the big things that I want to do as well as work on the primary care and mental health projects is also to try to get physicians back involved. I think that that's very important. I think that for myself, I owe it to my community. I grew up here. I think that being involved and doing things like high school sports, college sports, and being involved in community projects, and we're going to start doing some lecture series for the community, being part of the Obvious program, the school health committee, the Apollo program, which works with youths. I think these are all very important for physicians to get involved in.
And there are some things being done in the state, as you mentioned, the Senate bill that rose the reimbursement rate up to the Medicare rate, at least for mm-hmm. primary care physicians. There are also health systems that are getting started with residency programs that are expected to start in the coming years. What else do you think needs to be done to increase the number of primary care practices here in the state? And what role do you see the Medical Society playing in that?
Well, I think the first thing is trying to get reimbursements up. We talk about this 12% spend. And in our state, the primary care spend is much lower than that. And I think that we need to start to reimburse our primary care physicians a little bit better. I think that that will encourage people to become primary care physicians in our state. Then it opens access, quality gets better, and then it starts to flourish the other things like mental health. We've talked about bringing mental health into the primary care world, and I think that that's going to start to help most of our patients, because a lot of what we have to do is address mental health with every medical problem or orthopedic problem. And I do that in my own practice. I talk to patients about understanding pain and what it does to their mental health and how it can make them depressed and anxious and different things. So I think that that's probably the number one thing that we can do from the primary care side.
The mental health issue also goes hand in hand with Delaware's opioid crisis. The overdose rate is one of the highest in the country. A record 400 people died in the first state last year, and that it's expected to be a similar amount this year from overdose deaths. The state is taking action on that issue as well. They've passed legislation creating the statewide system of care, trying to make Narcan more accessible, as well as medication-assisted treatment. Do you think the state of Delaware is on the right track, and what more do you think needs to be done?
No, definitely. I think that we're starting to make those strides. We started with working on the prescription habits, so doctors making sure that you're doing it the right way, right? The prescribing of medications that can get out. We do know that there's illicit opioids. They're being used as well on the street. But I think that from a prescribing standpoint, as well as illicit drugs, MAT is probably very important here. We don't have a lot of providers that are doing this, and I think it can be, you know, a touchy situation. and there needs to be education around it. And I asked the doctors to stand up as well and be a part of it, learn how to do it. I think we need to put together a program for it. You know, we talk with other states about programs that they have been successful with. But I think you said this to start, it's the mental health part too. A lot of the opioid abuse and crisis comes down to addressing mental health. A lot of people use drugs for other reasons. And I think that it goes hand in hand. So that is two of the other things that pop into the opioid crisis is addressing MAT and addressing the mental health part of our delivery of care here in Delaware.
Pennsylvania's Medical Society recently endorsed the idea of allowing safe injection sites. Is that something you think could work in Delaware?
I'm going back to, I want to say it was my second year of Jefferson. At Jefferson, I was a second-year student, and they have a thing called Jeff Hope, and there was needle exchanges and things like that. So it's been going on for a long time. So I do think that it is something that can be looked at, further evaluated to see if it can be used in Delaware. But like I said, I think that we need to address those other factors up front first, making sure the services are there to be able to provide it.
Another issue here in Delaware has been the rising cost of care, and the state recently passed a healthcare spending benchmark. And I'm just curious if you think that is a good model to try to rein in the cost of care, and do you think also the use of value-based contracts throughout the state is going to help to ensure that we're having positive health outcomes while reducing those costs?
Well, I'll go back to the first thing we talked about, primary care access. I think that that's going to help us reduce the cost of healthcare, number one. I'm unsure if value-based contracts are definitely going to do it. It may do it early, and then there may be a little bit of a bounce back. Risk sharing and things like that have been discussed. We're going to see how this landscape kind of plays out over the next few years.